Hello and welcome to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thanks so much for joining us. Well, this week, Governor Ron DeSantis signed his first law legalizing smokable medical marijuana in the state. It's been one of his top priorities coming into office, giving legislators a deadline of March 15th to get the bill to his desk. It's one of the many facets of the state's complicated medical cannabis program, which is being overseen by Holly Bell. Last month, Bell became Florida's first director of cannabis. She was appointed by Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried. Bell will also be charged with overseeing the state's growing hemp industry and the massive market of CBD products across the state. She joins us now from Tallahassee, and we welcome your questions for Mrs. Bell. What questions do you have about access to medical marijuana or CBD products? Give us a call, 800-743-9576. That's 800-743-9576. Or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter at WLRN Sundial, and you can post your question there. Mrs. Bell, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for asking me.
So the governor this past week signed his first law. It now lifts the ban on smokable medical marijuana. Now, what does that mean for patients in Florida as of this moment?
So what that means is the bill went into effect immediately. And what Floridians and voted on and have been fighting for, the right to smoke it if prescribed by their doctor, will now be there for them. And what will happen next is the Department of Health will make some rules and guidelines for doctors, and then it should be available to the patients.
Now, is it available to the patients, though? I've been looking around. There are people around the state saying they're still waiting.
Correct. It won't be in the dispensaries yet until we have our guidelines to provide to the doctors. Once those are written by the Department of Health, which should be shortly, then it will be available in the dispensaries for our patients.
And in those guidelines, tell me real quickly what you think they should be. I mean, have we not seen other states already do this, that we could just say, this is how it's going to work, this is how it does work, and we can just do that?
You know, Luis, I think the best practice is always to look out and see what has worked well for other states, what has not worked, and take those best practices and implement those. But the Department of Health will be writing those, and we're here to assist and help them any way we can to get that done.
Let's talk about what the medical marijuana industry could look like in Florida. And, you know, again, we've seen ideas of this. We've seen how this works in other states, but I wanted to get a sense from you and what Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried envision for this system. What are the two of you planning to do moving forward?
So the commissioner has always been very vocal and has been a strong advocate for the access to cannabis for patients. And we just plan on moving that vision forward, giving the voters what they voted on and getting patients who are sick and in need access to the medicine and cannabis that they need that makes them better.
Do you see an industry where small farmers can exist, or in Florida, should it be tightly regulated, left in the hands of a few big growers?
You know, the commissioner's also on record of saying that she thinks it's time for vertical integration to change, and that will be something that the legislator will have to decide. But we are a proponent of that, and would be supportive of horizontal integration and allowing smaller growers and vendors to get into the marketplace.
We're talking with Holly Bell, Florida's Director of Cannabis. If you have a question for the director, now's the time. 800-743-9576. That's 800-743-9576. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter at WLRN Sundial. Mrs. Bell, you're relatively new to the position, so I want to get into some of your background. You came into this position, you were a Nashville consultant in the financial industry. Tell me, how did you transition into the world of cannabis?
So, Liz, that's a great question. It was a gradual transition. And although my resume shows predominantly working in the financial services industry, on the side for many years, I have been helping people with business plans in the cannabis industry. I think I looked at my first one around 2010, and it was a coworker at a bank who had an idea about going into the cannabis industry in Colorado. And I sat down with him, assessed his plan, talked to him a little bit, interviewed him, And that was the first one that I looked at him and said, I would go do this. And he followed up years later to let me know he was successful. And through the years, somehow entrepreneurial minded people in the industry would find me and ask me to just talk to them and see if they had had a well thought out business plan, which led to me consulting more and more in that industry. And eventually, the last 2 years, I did it pretty much full time.
Now, you did get, and Nikki Fried, the ad commissioner, did get quite a bit of criticism at picking you. That criticism came from longtime cannabis advocates in Florida who felt that you don't know Florida. But have you reached out to any of those critics? Have you talked to them to try to figure out what the differences are and come to terms with that?
You know, I absolutely have, and that's me. I have reached out to all of them, and we've started a dialogue. And I like to sit at the table and hear all sides of the story, and that's how we come to the best resolution and move this industry forward. So yes, I've actually talked to all of them.
What do you tend to hear from people about what they want to see in Florida or what their biggest concern is?
So there are numerous concerns that they have. One of them is that things get implemented. So we're starting to see that with this administration, and that there is a free flow of information from agencies to consumers to people applying for licenses, and access to the monetary system, the financial services system, which is another reason I really started consulting in this full time, because I visited a grow years ago and I was talking to all the young people working there, and they started to tell me about how they had their finances set up, and just in case somebody came and raided the place or wouldn't let them cash a check, there was money here where they could go buy formula diapers for their kids. And it really concerned me and bothered me to a great level. And that's why I started working on consulting and banking the industry and trying to educate people about that.
Again, talking with Holly Bell, the newly appointed director of Cannabis for Florida. The number is 800-743-9576. That's 800-743-WLRN. If you have a question, I want to go now to Richard, waiting in Miami. Richard, thank you for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. So my question is, it seems as though the city of Miami, at least, has not done maybe any planning or much planning in terms of zoning for the different facilities that would develop with the legalization of cannabis. And by that, I mean retail, wholesale, and grow house, which I know is how some other states have handled it. Is that the case? Have they not? And are other cities kind of behind the eight ball on that? And just your thoughts.
All right, Richard, thank you so much for the call. So the idea of zoning, the question of zoning, and how cities are moving forward with this, or are they?
So that's a great question. And what I hear, this was on a panel that we had a conference on last week, and the topic got brought up. The state enacted a law, and then it is left to the local communities to develop zoning and rules and regulations about locations. So that really is left up to the local governments, and that was the choice of our state legislators.
Now, have you heard any concerns about the local government's approach on this, and what kind of questions they're asking about how they should handle this?
So I do hear some concerns about that. Finding a place to open a dispensary by some of the licensees is a challenge. They can go through 2 to 3 locations sometimes and be denied for various reasons. And then there are some areas where they're just not allowed to open shops.
Now, another thing, too, is that you had spent some time working in Denver with a group called Safe Harbor, and this was to bring the cannabis industry and the banks together. And this is a challenge since marijuana is still federally illegal. How do you think this is going to work out here in Florida?
So we currently have 2 banks that bank the industry here, and we I think that is going very, very well for all of our licensees. And I'm very proud of those 2 banks and all they do. They've got great programs and they're providing great services and getting cash off the streets.
Again, talking with Holly Bell, the newly appointed director of cannabis for Florida. We're talking with Bell about the implementation of the new smokable medical marijuana in the state, as well as the future of hemp and CBD markets here in the state. And we're taking your questions. Again, 800-743-9576. You could post those questions on Facebook or Twitter at WLRN Sundial. Mrs. Bell, the talking about CBDs, the market in Florida has exploded in recent years, and that's raised some concerns with Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried. She wants a seal of approval on all CBD products. Can you speak to how that industry will be better regulated and just remind people what CBD products are?
Sure, I can, Lewis, and that's a great question. And what we've really are facing here in Florida is a time lag issue, where the federal farm bill was signed the last week of December, redefining what industrial hemp was, the CBD, which is produced and manufactured out of hemp and sold in various stores around the country. So Florida has not done that redefinition yet, and we're in the process right now that we are in session of getting that done. So what the commissioner's concern is, first and foremost, is the safety of our consumers, and make sure that they're buying a product that is giving them what is on the label. Her vision for a hemp program in the state of Florida is one that provides a resource where they can verify through testing that what they are taking out of this product is actually, and getting from it, is what is actually on the label.
All right, I'm going to go back to the phones again, 800-743-9576. I want to go to Pam in Plantation. Pam, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi. I was wondering about growing it. We live in Florida, the sun shines. How about me having a couple of plants in my backyard?
We've had this question before. Pam, thank you so much. I appreciate it. This comes back to also this idea, is it just going to be the big growers? Do you see a day when people can just grow their own?
So, Pam, are you talking about a cannabis plant with high THC or a hemp plant?
I unfortunately, we've lost the call.
Okay.
But, yeah, just basic question is, can someone grow their own in, you know, their own backyard or in their home?
Not under current statute. That is not allowed.
You know, you just mentioned something, too, and it's going back to the farm bill. So hemp has been legalized, but there's still an issue with the idea of cannabis itself, and marijuana is not legal. But help us understand how these two are being differentiated.
So the differentiation is that the Delta-9 THC level in a hemp plant is 0.3 or lower, and in a cannabis plant that is high THC, it's higher than that.
And so then again, that is the thing, that's the part of what makes marijuana, gives it its what people look for when they want to smoke it or to take it in, given that, you know, the high, basically.
That is what the THC is, correct.
All right. But at any point, again, just to come back to this, is what do you envision the sort of regulations that we will have for the growers, and who will be able to grow it?
For hemp?
Yeah. Oh, well, for hemp, but also for just for cannabis.
So right now we're focusing on the hemp program. We have a pretty clearly defined statute on medical marijuana. And so on hemp, what I would envision is similar to what other states have, where you have available farmland, you're interested in growing a crop, and you apply for a permit through the Department of Agriculture to get a permit to grow hemp in the state of Florida.
I wanted to go to one of the questions, from one of our listeners on social media. This one coming from Facebook. Justin Harris had commented in asking this question: how can employers handle employees with their medical card? There are many non-euphoric medicinal varieties that can be purchased, but there are many other very strong varieties that can also be legally purchased. When my employee's clearly stoned at work but has a medical card, what do you do?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and really one that the company is going to have to decide themselves how to set a policy with an attorney. Really not something where we would get involved.
Okay. You know, I wanted to come back to you because you were talking about the hemp, growing of hemp here in the state and starting getting a hemp industry started. There is, you know, Senate Agriculture Chairman Ben Albatron from Wachula has filed a bill. There is a Senate bill and a House bill on this. What sense do you have if there's an appetite in the legislature for this sort of product? Did the people want to go in this direction?
In the product of hemp, yes.
Yes,
yes. We have two bills, and they're working their way through the process, which is, you know, committees. They've been filed, then they'll go through committees, and then they'll end up on the floor to be voted on. So we're in the process of going through committees with both the House and the Senate bill currently.
I'm going to finish with this. Just a reminder to folks, again, the governor signed into law that smokable medical marijuana is now allowed in the state of Florida, but patients are still waiting. What do you say to the patients who are still waiting?
To the patients that are still waiting, I'd encourage you to email your representative and or Department of Health or myself and let us know that you would like us to hurry up, and we'll pass that on up the chain. Or call your state senator or representative and let them know that you feel like it's taking too long.
Holly Bell is the newly appointed director of cannabis for the state of Florida, joining us from Tallahassee. Mrs. Bell, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Lewis. Thank you.
And we'd love to hear from you. You can find us again on Facebook or Twitter. Let us know, what is the big concern that you have? What's the big question? Share with us your thoughts, your ideas, because this is a conversation we're going to continue to have moving forward. Well, still to come, what's next in the case of the North Miami cop who shot at an autistic man? That's coming up next on Sundial.